ladies and gentlemen, on audio bow. This is a Life with Type 1 Diabetes post about clothes shopping and diabetes. And of course, I do this exercise quite a lot because, as you guys know, I am very interested in fashion and like dresses and stuff. And it was only yesterday that I was formal dress shopping and I thought, this would be like an awesome post to do. I don't know if other people listen, but it's, yeah, honestly, just fun to get what I do out there. So, my body and how it reacts to clothes shopping definitely differs, like, on the experience. There's honestly no definite reaction. Like, 95% of the time I'm, like, just stable, but then other times I'll go really, really high with the excitement, or really, really low with walking around and, like, the exercise of it. So, when I go clothes shopping, I always make sure that I'm prepared for, like, all kinds of weather. So I'll carry water, I'll carry, like, muesli bars, lollies, just basically what I carry everywhere. So drinks and snacks, and I just make sure that I have an abundant amount of them, like, should anything happen. Because I don't want to be like a little shaky floppy rag doll in a changing room and people have got to like come in there and drag me out and inject glucagon in my leg. That's the last thing I want anywhere, to be honest. But yeah, let's just say it would be awkward if I was trying clothes on. And also, when I go clothes shopping with my friends or just any shopping in general, I always stipulate a lunchtime. So, like, I come across as the very bossy person, but I kind of need to be, like, to, like, protect me. So I just say, like, oh, I want to have lunch around 12:30. And, like, as it's getting closer to 12:30, then I'll say, like, oh, I'll do it sort of in a discreet sort of way, but just be like, oh, are you guys ready to have a break, or do you want to stop for coffee or something? And that's basically my code of saying, I need to test my blood sugar, I need to eat. Normally I'm not discreet about type 1 diabetes, but I don't like to let it rule me. So, like, it's weird. Like, I emphasize it, but I don't. So I say what I need, but I say it, like, in a different way. So, yeah, just like that. Like, instead of saying, like, oh, I need to get carbs, like, I just say, oh, do you want to stop and have some coffee? And then eventually, like, when they say, oh, yeah, or, oh, no, just when they respond, I say, well, I do need to eat. Like, I'm feeling like I need to eat. So, and all my friends are really, really understanding with it. And, like, they're really happy to sort of allow for me, because a lot of my friends, I haven't really said on audio boom, but a lot of my friends do have chronic conditions. In fact, like, all the girls that you hear on audio boom, pretty much all of them have chronic conditions, or girls and boys, being very sexist. But a lot of my friends have made it on here, and a lot of them have something that we've got to allow for. Like, I won't mention names, but other people have medication, like adrenaline stuff that, like, they need to have if anything goes wrong with them. I don't want to, like, disclose too much information without their consent. Like, I'm sure they wouldn't mind, but yeah, so it's fine. Like, the way that it goes is just, like, it's a fact of life, and what needs to be done needs to be done. Like, I have another friend that has, like, a strict regimen for her medication. Like, she has to have it at, like, 1 o'clock on the dot, and so we just work around that time. And I sort of like to go to a place where it's nice, it's, like, good, enjoyable food. Like, it's not boring stuff. Or, I mean, like, I'm a very healthy eater, but I don't like to be like, oh, I'm diabetic, I can't have this, because that's definitely not true with type 1. So I do, like, yeah, I have a croissant and I have a chocolate fudge sundae if I have to. It can be, like, 75 carbs all up, but what needs to be done needs to be done. If it's like within reason, of course. Like if I'm 12.9, I won't eat something that's like 70 something carbs. I'll sort of like back down, like I'll have what everyone else is having, but instead of having like a wrap and a chips and a chocolate fudge sundae, I might just have the wrap. But if I'm like 4.9 or something, if I'm like in a decent range, then yeah, I'll go all out. This has definitely gone like on a little bit of a tangent, but this is, yeah, basically what I do like when I'm out with my friends with diabetes. And I did have like a huge train of thought, but I lost it, which is really usual for me. But yeah, I think I've covered all bases, like just sort of allowing to do like us to do what we do when we're out, but then also me to manage my condition as well. So this has been another rambly post, but I hope it's given you some sort of education. So thanks for listening.